Welcome to the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host and Lifestyles Weight Management Specialist, Kim McPherson, along with my co-host, Dr. Wes Ward. This podcast is designed to provide insight into creating a lifestyle change proven to help you lose weight. Throughout this podcast, we will also discuss the different topics within the health and weight loss industry, as well as health conditions related to obesity. Not only will this podcast be informative, I promise you it will also be fun. So stay tuned and thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your only host today, Kim McPherson. Dr. Ward was unable to meet with me to record this episode. So unfortunately, you are just stuck with me today. So I wanted to talk to you about quarantine weight gain. Now, throughout this pandemic, a lot of people have gained weight. And we all hope that, you know, hopefully soon that was the plan, was that things would start to get better and we wouldn't have to be so focused on the pandemic and we could focus on ourselves. However, with the numbers climbing, things are kind of going in the wrong direction right now. Things can put more stress on us and therefore we turn to food for comfort. So I want to talk about kind of the two sides of this. One is, how do you get healthy after quarantine? A lot of people have put on weight this past year and are continuing to do so. And then a lot of us are trying to focus on getting healthy and eating right and losing weight. Because let's be honest, you want to be in the healthiest condition possible, especially during a pandemic. The healthier you are, the better off your body has the potential ability to fight off an infection. So I want to talk first about, if you are kind of stuck in that rut and you need to get back on track, what do you do? So to be honest, it's really, you've got to, what's going to drive you to work toward your goals? And I had a talk the other day with someone about this. They have the drive and the desire. They don't have the willpower. And so you've got to find something that really is going to motivate you, that you're going to work hard. I have lots of things that I want to accomplish with my weight loss. And sometimes, as important as they are to me, sometimes it's not enough to motivate and drive me. And I've often wondered, why is that? Because that's the one thing I want more than anything. And I think it's because, number one, I've always wanted it. And in the past, I've always failed. And I'm not there yet. I'm still working towards my goals. I'm not there yet. So I've never accomplished it yet. So I think of a fear of failure has something to do with that. Also, it's such a hard goal to obtain. And, you know, we've talked about choosing your hard. It's easier to eat bad than it is to focus on hard stuff, like trying to lose weight and eat right and things like that. And it's always been the goal for me. So, and I've never accomplished it yet. I'm going to accomplish it and I'm doing it now. But sometimes you need something else to drive and motivate you. And I was talking to someone about this the other day, and we got to talking about it. And I'm like, you know, what would motivate me more than anything? Like, what's something I'd be like, oh yeah, you know, really drive me? And I was thinking, well, if my husband said, if you do this and, you know, if you lose, when you finish your weight loss journey, we will go on a trip to the Maldives. That would motivate me. That's the place I've always wanted to go, or Bora Bora, or the Sandals Resort in Jamaica that has the overwater huts. the cabanas and things. So I'm like, well, you know, that would motivate me. Or, you know, something big. What's something big that can motivate you? Or do I start putting money back? And when I've lost, you know, like, how much money would motivate me to want to work super, super hard to stay motivated, to stay pushing forward? You know, what if I put back $5 a pound or something that I lose from here on out, and I get that jar of money when it's over with? Is that enough to motivate me? What is something that would really motivate you? I mean, yeah, I would love to say $1 million, and $1 million would motivate me to lose weight, but I don't have $1 million, so I can't reward myself with that. But, you know, we could save up our money and eventually go on a trip to the Maldives or to Sandals Resort in Jamaica, something like that. I mean, that is something that we could work on, or even a Disney trip. So, because I love going to Disney. We don't go often, but I love going. So what is something that would really, really light your fire? That is something that I would definitely focus on. But also, what is it about, what's going on during the pandemic? And you, maybe you're trying to stay home more and you're not trying to get out, and you're not going out to dinner, and you're not having family get-togethers. You're not doing a lot of social events. What is it that is bothering you? Is it the stress and anxiety of what's going on? Is it the stress and anxiety and the depression of not being able to, you know, mingle and have social interactions in person? What are the things? Is it the stress from just the pandemic alone? Are you worried about work, family, your children, health? What are the things that worry, that have you worried? And those are the things also you need to focus on, because once you can kind of get a handle on that, then it is going to make it a lot easier to focus on weight loss. And if you're really struggling this, you know, highly recommend you seek out a mental health professional, a therapist, who can help you work on the struggles you have so that you can focus on the things you want to focus on. Because I'll admit it, I have stress, I have anxiety, and I have depression. I have all three, and I struggle with them. And the pandemic has made things worse. I have more stress now. I have more anxiety. I get depressed more often. So there are things that you can do, though, to focus on that stuff. So that kind of helps open the doors for you to focus on the things that you really do want to work on, such as weight loss and creating a lifestyle change. So for those that are, I'm motivated, I'm ready to go, you know, I've used food for comfort, and I've watched, you know, I've just been sitting on the couch watching TV, but I'm ready to get back into it. I'm ready to focus on everything. You know, what do I need to do? Well, I mean, first is your mind right? Make sure you're in the right mindset to do this. That's the number one thing. That you're focused, ready to go, that there's nothing that's going to stop you from doing this. You've got to have that mindset. You've got to be focused. That's just like an athlete. They have their techniques that they do to make them ultra focused on their performance or what they have to accomplish. Same thing with this. And then once you've done that, it's time to start setting goals. And you need to set goals that speak to you. The goals that really spark your heart and that will motivate you, and the things you want to accomplish that mean the most to you in your lifestyle change and weight loss journey. Now, when you set goals, you want to make sure that they are the SMART goals. We've talked about this before, and a lot of people know SMART goals. They got to be specific. You got to be able to measure them. They have to be an obtainable goal. You need to have a timetable. They need to be reasonable, and you need to have a timetable. So specific, measurable, attainable, reasonable, and there's a time on this. So if you're someone that needs to lose 100 pounds, you're not going to lose 100 pounds tomorrow. So maybe you say, I want to lose 100 pounds in 18 months. Let's just say that's the goal. Maybe it's 2 years. It all depends on what weight loss program, what lifestyle change if you choose to do ours, and also how many calories you're consuming each day, your exercise and all that. But let's just say 18 months, 100 pounds. So that's a big one. That's a big goal. And that's a great goal to set, but also set some small goals with that. So don't just focus on that big goal. Set some small goals. So let's say I want to lose 10 pounds. First goal is 10 pounds. And maybe I want to try to do that within 2 to 3 months. And that would also, even if you did not set that big goal of 100 pounds in a year and a half or 2 years, maybe if you set a 10-pound goal first and did a 2 to 3 month timetable, then you'd be able to also determine, okay, if I'm losing 10 pounds every 2 months, theoretically, I could lose X number of pounds in a year or X number of pounds in 2 years. That might be how you set your big goal. But the thing of it is don't say I'm going to lose 100 pounds in 6 months. Like, that's very unobtainable. So you have to make sure you give yourself enough time. And Dr. Ward always says, realistically, you need to think about 1 pound a week. Now, a lot of people do more than that. Average weight loss I see on most cases is anywhere from 1 to 3 pounds a week. And it all depends on, you know, how much they're exercising, calories they're consuming, things like that. So even if you set that big goal, I want to lose 100 pounds, then set some small goals first so that you can start taking these bite-sized pieces, because it's going to take you a long time to hit that big one. And you want to start hitting goals as soon as possible within reason, because that's going to motivate you and push you forward. I lost 10 pounds. Okay, 10 pounds down. Let's work on the next 10. And also, you know, we want you to create a reward system with that. So for every goal you set, there needs to be a reward. So, and we always suggest tie it to your weight loss lifestyle journey. Don't tie it to food. That's like the worst you could do. But focus on, you know, if you lose 10 pounds, what's something you want to do? Maybe you go get a manicure pedicure. Maybe you get a new t-shirt for the gym. Maybe you get some new music to listen to while you're working out. Maybe you just get some new socks, things like that. New sweat towels. What is something that would motivate you, reward yourself, but also tie it to that your healthy lifestyle weight loss journey? And you know, manicure, pedicures, or facials, getting your hair done, getting a haircut, stuff like that. That's all self care. So that's definitely, you can definitely include self care in this. But definitely, you can set those big goals. So you can set those long, big goals, but set short goals as well, and also set rewards for yourself. Also, don't try to do it all at once. Don't come in and say, I'm going to lose 100 pounds in 6 months. That's hard and unobtainable to do. But then don't say, I'm going to sit here and all I'm going to eat is vegetables and drink water, and that's all I'm going to eat for the next 6 months. That is super restrictive, and odds are it's going to create frustration. You're going to fall off the wagon, and you're most likely, as Dr. Ward says, eat the wagon, because we're going to get frustrated and we're depriving ourselves of things that we want, and we'll get to the point to where we're going to give in to the cravings and the foods that we want to eat. And not only are we going to eat it, but we're probably going to binge it and overconsume it. And that's going to create more guilt and shame. And then you're back on the cycle of eating your feelings again, and you're not focused on trying to lose weight. So we want you to start slow. So just slowly incorporate habits. Maybe focus first on meal planning. Get that down. Get a meal plan that works well for you. That's reasonable, that you feel that you can do. We had a way to lose. We focus on a calorie-based meal plan where our clients get to choose the foods they want to eat. Works great. We've had a lot of success with that, because it really is one of the foundations for creating a lifestyle change. And if you want to go have a slice of pizza or a cheeseburger, you can do that within the meal plan. So you're not denying yourself the food you love. We're just trying to not eat them all the time. We don't want you to get overwhelmed. And that's why it's important to kind of take one thing at a time. So once you've gotten the meal plan down, then you can incorporate, okay, I need to set up my exercise plan. and at A Way to Lose, we do a customized exercise plan. You have say-so in your plan. We're not just going to throw an exercise plan at you and expect to do it. We want to know, do you want to work out at home? Do you want to work out at a gym? Is there exercises that you enjoy? Because we definitely want to incorporate that into your workout. If you like walking, then walking is going to be on your workout. If you're not really interested in strength training at this point and you really just want to focus on cardio, or you love to walk, or you love to ride bikes, then that's what we're going to do. We want to make this as easy as possible and as enjoyable as we can, because if there's an exercise out there that you love to do, we definitely want you to focus on it. Same goes for if you're trying to do this, focus on it on your own. Focus on an exercise that you enjoy doing. You know, one of the reasons why we say take this slow is because during this pandemic, you know, a lot of us have kind of created a sedentary lifestyle. And, you know, you can't just turn that off like a switch overnight. It's something you really have to build back up. You can't just go from, I've been sitting on my couch watching Netflix, to I'm going to run a marathon. You've not even trained for that. You've not prepared yourself for that. So you really need to focus on slowly incorporating the things that will help you get on track with your lifestyle change, your weight loss. And another one is make sure that you're staying motivated. What are the things that will keep pushing you forward? Make sure that your goals and your rewards that you have set up are present and first on your mind. And make sure, like, if you have, like, do a vision board, do things that will be constant reminders that you are focused on this and that you want to be motivated, and you can lean on that when you need it. So make sure if you do like a vision board that it's on your phone, things like that. You want to make sure that you have motivational ready, accessible to you, and you can access it when you need it. So definitely if you do a vision board, make sure there's a picture of it on your phone. Highly recommend doing a vision board, and you can Google and Pinterest how to do vision boards all day long. They're really great. Maybe you like daily devotionals or motivational quotes. Maybe there are images that motivate you that you could put on your phone. Maybe you could do a pic collage or something like that to keep you motivated. So definitely have the tools you need so that you do succeed with this and that you are successful. Now, being that we are in a pandemic, there is a chance, you know, we could quarantine again. They haven't said that they're going to do that, but we never know. So what do you do if it does happen? Because we don't want to revert back to sedentary lifestyle and get back on the couch and watch stream TV, and we're right back where we started and we're putting on more weight. So you want to make sure that you stick to that healthy meal plan. And you really need to make sure that you ask yourself these three questions. Can you reasonably follow this plan for long term? Is it easy to follow? And can you afford the meal plan? So can you afford the groceries? That's another reason why we focus on calorie based, is because it is reasonably easy to follow long, and you can do it long term, and you can afford the meal plan. There's no special foods you have to buy or anything like that. So that's definitely something you have to think about. Also, if we do go back into quarantine, you can do workouts at home, and we encourage you to make sure that you have this created now as a backup. So if you do like to go to the gym, make sure you do have an at-home workout plan. There are lots of great workouts on YouTube. One of the ones I always recommend for someone who is kind of not done a lot of exercise or just not really interested in strength training and doing lots of cardio and stuff like that. But, you know, walking is the best thing, is the easiest thing most people can do. Minimal, it usually causes minimal pain unless you have, you know, unless there's something you have bad back or bad knees or something. But for the most part, most people can walk unless they have something that inhibits them from doing that. Now, granted, you know, right now we're in the middle of major heat. It's been, it's been close to 100 degrees every day. The heat index is over 100. So walking outside is not really, I recommend, a great idea because of the heat. But we encourage you to work out at home. So YouTube is the best place to go. Also, if you have Amazon Prime, they have some workout videos, but YouTube is the best. And there are tons of videos out there, and there's a YouTube channel called Walk It Home by it's Leslie Sansone. And it is walking. You don't need a lot of space. You just need, you know, maybe 4, maybe 5 feet to move around, give yourself some room. But you can definitely, it's like walking, but you're doing it in your living room in a small space, but it equates to steps and miles. So definitely recommend that. It's a great one. I actually do it from time to time. I've actually been having to do it lately. There have been some things going on with myself. I'm actually not doing anything right now, just trying to rest, but I'm focused on that when I can, because it's tough for me to work out right now. So, but that is a great thing to do. And there's all kinds of different ones that she has. There's some that are just 10 or 15 minutes, and then there's some that are 45 minutes, some that are 30. So start out with a 15 minute one so you can kind of get the hang of it. And then you can progress into those ones that are like 30 minutes and things like that. But, you know, most people can make time for 15 minutes a day. And also there's books out there that have workouts in them. So you can always order a book off of your favorite book platform, such as Amazon, and use that as well. And also, you know, during this time, if you're in quarantine, make sure that you're active at home. So when you're not exercising, you know, you're not just sitting down on the couch watching TV, try to find things that you can do that keep you moving. Maybe it's time to organize a room. I need to be doing that. I have a spare bedroom that is a disaster right now, and I need to go in there and do that. When I get to where I feel better, I will. Maybe do some deep cleaning while you're at home to kind of keep moving and staying active. Maybe you work out in the yard a little bit at a time, because if you're in an area where it's really super hot, make sure you're drinking plenty of water also. But find things to do, you know, that kind of keep you moving inside the house, whether it's working on stuff. You know, the holidays are coming up. We're almost into fall. I think fall's about 6 weeks, 5 to 6 weeks out. Technically, now the weather does not follow the seasonal schedule. Down here, it will still be hot because fall's around the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, somewhere in there of September in the U.S. And it will still be super hot, I'm sure. I can't remember that where it's not been hot towards the end of September. It's always hot. Sometimes we don't see cooler temperatures till late October or November. Sometimes it's been December. I know I remember that because I've remembered distinctly. It's on more than one occasion, my husband wearing shorts to Thanksgiving because it's been so hot. But anyways, maybe it's time to start thinking about getting out any decor or changing out anything you wanted to change for the holidays. You know, I like to put out fall stuff during the holidays and stuff that's kind of fall and geared towards Thanksgiving and pumpkins and Halloween, a little bit of pumpkins and stuff like that, and then love decorating for Christmas. Maybe it's time to start getting that stuff ready so that maybe it's a little easier for you to start setting stuff up when it's time to do that, or decorating your house, things like that. Maybe going through and cleaning out old drawers and organizing closets and things like that might be a good idea. But try to find things that keep you moving when it's not time to work out, beyond your workout. When it's not time to work out and you're at home, try to do some things that keep you moving. And if maybe later in the day or in the evening when it's a little cooler, maybe you and the family get outside and play a game outside or something like that. Or maybe you take a short walk. Maybe you just do like a 10-minute walk around your neighborhood or something like that, or at an indoor track somewhere. But definitely beyond having your regular workout routine at home, find things to keep you active, because so that you're just not sitting on the couch watching TV all the time. And that will go a long way. And you'll be surprised at what you can accomplish. And you'll be so happy when you see that, oh, I got that closet organized, or, oh, I got my, I call it the junk room organized, things like that. So really try to stay moving and active throughout that, if that does happen. And try not to focus on watching shows focused on food. If food is a weakness for you, definitely stay away from those channels that they cook all the time, or they visit all these nice restaurants and share all this food and stuff like that. Try to focus on things that are more geared towards healthy lifestyle and stuff to keep you motivated. I know a lot of times when I struggle, I'll put on a healthy documentary that will kind of talks about healthy lifestyle and eating right, or, you know, fruits and vegetables and all that good stuff, or drinking juices or something like that, to motivate me so that I stay focused on my plan and not focused on the shows, focused on cheeseburgers and French fries and pizza and stuff like that. And also, if you're home with other people, family members, things like that, ask them to support you and to encourage you and to be that person they can lean on when you're struggling. Also, make sure that there's plenty of healthy food in the house, and snacks. Now, if you have picky eaters and you've got to have some of the junk food and stuff like that, and that's perfectly fine, try to have it where you don't see it. Maybe if you've got kiddos and they love their treats and their snacks, maybe they have special bins. So even for the refrigerator and for the pantry, maybe they have special bins that they can put their food in and they can put their name on it, maybe even decorate it. And it can be put somewhere where you can't see it. I know that when my stepdaughter lived at home with us, she's grown up now. Sometimes she would have special snacks she wanted and stuff, and I'd have her put them in a bin and we'd put them somewhere where I couldn't see them, kind of out of sight, out of mind. And it helps. Like we love chocolate. So we buy chocolate with a high cacao cause it's got less sugar in it. And, we put it in a cabinet in a little container. Well, I forget about it, cause I'm not in that cabinet all the time. And so I forget about it. So I don't eat them every day, which is great. And I only eat one piece. I'll eat one piece of chocolate. So it's definitely within my program. I'm not breaking the rules or anything, but I do forget about it a lot. Sometimes we get low calorie ice cream and we'll put it in the freezer, but you don't always see it. And I forget about it. So there's lots of things you can do, so that you're not focused on food, during, if you are having to stay at home or quarantine, for whatever reason. But make sure you have plenty of snacks and things that you can enjoy, but make sure you do that in moderation as well. But those are just a few tips for you to help you, one, get focused on if you're struggling and to get back on track, and then what to do once you're ready to get back on track, and then as well as what you're going to do if we go back into a kind of quarantine situation, or hopefully not. I hope we don't. I haven't heard that we're doing that, but just wanted to cover it just in case. Or if if you're still working at home, this is some tips you can definitely apply to that. But that's it for me. Hope you all have a fantastic day. Sorry, Dr. Ward can't join us. Hopefully he'll be back for our next episode. So want you to have a great rest of your week. And we hope this information is valuable and helps you along your weight loss journey and lifestyle change. So enjoy the rest of your week and we'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope that you gained valuable insight that will help you along your journey. To learn more about our weight loss program and to schedule a free consultation, please check out our website at awaytolose.net. That is awaygh-tolose.net. And don't forget to also download your free weight loss success guide today.